welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoy your company, and we appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Seafarers International Union and the Maritime Trades, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today from Social Security Works, Ernie Powell. Ernie, welcome to The Union Edge.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. I understand that you've been to Pittsburgh, where our studio is, and you managed to freeze to death in the middle of summer.
I did, but the other time I was in Pittsburgh was with Cesar Chavez, back when I worked for the Farm Workers Movement. I was based in Philadelphia, but Cesar and a group of us had a rally there, and it was a very good. Very good day and a very productive day. So I've.
What year was that? What year was that?
It was sometime around 1971.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, sorry to do this to you, man, but you got a couple years on me. Because
hey, it's okay.
I was 12 or 13 that year. And one of the reasons why it stood out for me is that there were seasonal agricultural workers at the Giant Eagle handing out flyers. And and as a kid, I had never seen anything like that before. And I took one of the flyers and I read it, and I was very worried about them. So I don't know if that was formative or not, but
It sounds like it was. Was it the farm worker eagle on the flag that
yes
oh wow
yeah
oh there's a great story on how that was developed early on in the union's history, but
we will invite you back to talk about that. But today I got to get you to talk to me a little bit about the GOP punishment bill for working people. I mean, they're punishing people for working. If you're not a millionaire or a billionaire, you're getting punished. And what the implications are for Medicare?
Well, the implications for Medicare is it's going to cause massive cuts, massive cuts. It's essentially a two-part tax scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Cut taxes, that's true as well. But they cut taxes for the wealthy now and pay for the tax cuts later. Through a tax plan which increases the deficit by $1.5 trillion, that's not billion, trillion, and it takes about $1 trillion from Medicaid and $470 billion from Medicare. So it's really Robin Hood in reverse. It's massively wrong and massively immoral, and it's going to hurt people.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, when Bill Clinton was in office and we got these massive surpluses and we were collecting revenue for the federal government hand over fist, and we were firing on very sound fiscal cylinders, George Bush Jr. gets into office and decides, oh, wow, you know, we got to give this money back to the taxpayers because, you know, that's who it belongs to. And they put into place these massive tax cuts, and they promised everybody in the country, oh, all you working people, we're going to send you $300. You're good. Mm-hmm. We're going to send you $300. All you billionaires, we're going to the bank. And now it seems to me that it wasn't enough to do that. We had surpluses. We could have done infrastructure. We could have done some other things, put more people back to work. Make this country a better place to be. But long and short, no, we got to give the money back to the rich people because, of course, they're going to keep it for themselves.
Well, that's been evident, and the pattern that you're talking about has been evident for a very long time. You know, it goes all the way back to the Grover Norquist philosophy. He's a right-wing activist based in Washington, where he talks about, I want to shrink government down to the size where I can flop it into the bathtub and choke it.
Yeah, me and a bunch of my Border Patrol friends want to talk to him about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, but my point is that they were supposed to be the party of fiscal conservatism. Turns out they're deficit freaks. And this, you know, we're calling this the Trump tax giveaway. because that's exactly what it does. Americans earning $10,000 to $75,000 a year will pay more in taxes for the next decade.
Right. It now, Ernie, if I may, please, just for one second.
Sure.
Those people that are out there that believe that the wealthy are going to create more jobs because of these tax breaks here in the United States, and they're going to pay their employees more,
mm-hmm.
check into the local psychiatric facility.
Right, right. Well, but it's closed. The psychiatric facility is closed because of the because nobody can pay for it anymore. I mean, that's a sort of an odd answer to your point.
Right.
But it touches, I mean, this plan, it takes away child tax credit from over 3 million kids.
Right.
It gives 53% of the total tax cuts in 2018 go to the richest 1%. It hurts homeowners. It hurts teachers and educators, people that have borrowed for student loans, and union members who will no longer be able to deduct their union dues. And, of course, then, I'm not even talking about what it does to seniors. It devastates seniors who are trying to live a peaceful retirement based on the guarantee and based on the predictability of Social Security, Medicaid, and or Medicare. So it's an across the board ripoff of the middle class and people that have worked all their lives and either want to have a sound retirement or be able to take care of their children and their families.
In addition to that, all of the tax breaks that are going to corporations in this country are being made permanent. All the tax breaks that, quote unquote, are going to working families, they'll be around for about 27 minutes.
Yeah, and they're justifying this on some arcane rules and the way the Senate does its fiscal work. And, you know, I was just reading a piece by there's a pollster in Washington, I'm sure you know them, Charlie Cook, and that just ain't resonating. Nobody's buying that. Nobody's going to say, well, they're stuck with that because it's a Senate rule. I mean, they are the hired guns of the 1%, and this is a result of that hiring, so to speak. We got to fight this. And you know, one of the things, number one, we have to have everybody call their member of Congress. If you want, I can give the phone number. And number two, I would advise people to go to socialsecurityworks.org to stay updated on this, because this has got to be stopped, and they've got to be held accountable in next year's election.
Right, because once again, the politicians are saying, oh, you let us get away with all that last time? Just mm-hmm. wait to see what we're going to do to you this time. What's the telephone number, Ernie?
Area code 202-225-3121. That gets you straight to Congress. You push a button or two, and you can get right to your House member or right to your U.S. senator.
There you go.
And our webpage is socialsecurityworks.org. There's always good stuff posted on there. We track this stuff in a contemporary way, and everything they do, we'll be able to report it. And citizens have got to be at the forefront because, you know, one of the other sort of egregious points is that they're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. That's going to kick 13 million people off of their health insurance. They're squeezing that into a tax plan. I mean, that is so cruel, that is so ridiculous, and it's absolutely so wrong.
Absolutely. So people have to stand up and say enough is enough. Don't do this. 202.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Or I give the other number, 224-3121. But that's another story. So in the meantime, you have to pick up your phone and you have to call Congress. This is just like net neutrality and everything else. Pick up the phone mm-hmm. and call your congressman, call your senator. Do it on a regular basis. Blow up the phones. Let them know what you want them to do. They work for you.
And they are on a recess right now. So you know, like in California, there's nine different Republican targets. We've got Social Security Works and other organizations that are gonna show up where these members show up. We're going to confront them. We're going to ask them the tough questions, and we're going to make them accountable.
Are you going to have a team ready for Keith Rothfuss of Pennsylvania?
For what?
Keith Rothfuss, Pennsylvania.
One more time.
Keith Rothfuss, Pennsylvania 12th. Never mind.
No. I can certainly find out.
Let me know, because if you're going to have a party for Keith, I want to be there.
Okay. Absolutely, sir.
All right, brother. Hey, listen, Ernie, we got to get going. How do we find out more about Social Security Works?
Again, please go to socialsecurityworks.org, and it's got both contemporary information on this current fight that we're in, as well as some good background on the history of Social Security, why Social Security, in fact, is not going broke, but in fact needs to be expanded. It's a great website that gives people the opportunity to both learn and be active.
There you go. Ernie Powell of Social Security Works. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.